Okay, today's daf is daf chaf beis. So we got to three lines down. The Gemara says, "Ikad masni la laha the Rav Sheshes al hada." That some teach the statement of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, we learned yesterday in the top of this daf here, that he said that ain field parish al field Mrs. parish ain bo. This was really said in the following brisa. The sanya yachal chaylev chalav rather. One might think the milk mehalchei shtayim from humans. Yehi ochla over belav. One who drinks the milk. If a woman should violate an iser, v'dinhu, it's logical. Ma behema tmea shekalta b'maga behema tmea, that's lenient with regards to tumas maga. There's no tumas nida to an animal. Hachmarta b'chalava, but one cannot drink the milk of a non-kosher animal. Mahal cheshtayim from a human shechamarta b'magon by there's a iser of touching them if they're nida or zava. Eino din shetachmir b'chalva, and certainly the milk should be aser as well. Tamalomer v'zelachem hatame. Zetame, the shratzim are tame, that's mentioned in the pasuk there, vein chalav mahal cheshtayim tame, but the chalav, the milk of a human, if a woman is not elav tahor, that's tahor. So otzi es hachalav shein sheva b'chol, I'll remove the that which is from the iser, that milk which is not sheva b'chol, namely the milk of a kosher animal, v'lo otzi adam sheva b'chol, but I won't remove that which the iser dam applies to everyone else, that maybe, since it's an iser dam, the dam of behemah Torah are aser, so I would think maybe that the dam of Adam should be aser as well. Tamalomar v'zelachem hatame v'zelatame v'ein dam mahalchishayim tame el Torah. So we learn from these two statements here that zelachem tame by the milk of a human is kosher, and we learn the blood of a human is kosher as well, other than the marked iron issue that exists. So Gemara says Amar Le Allah on that statement says Rav Sheshes. Afilu mitzvah parsh einbo. When it comes to drinking the milk of a human, there's not even a mitzvah, not even an inyan of separating. There's no concern at all. So now the Gemara says, quotes in the Mishnah, we're a few lines down. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Tanan Hasan. We learn in the Mishnah, this is the last narrow line in the page here in Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Tanan Hasan. The Mishnah says there, Maseches Chulin. Halev karo motzias damo. A person takes a heart, you tear it open, and you remove all the blood. Lo karo, that's how one eats the heart. Lokar, if one doesn't cut it open, ain't over a love. There is no iser. You could eat the heart as is, even with the blood that's there in the heart. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav, lo shanu ela b'lev of. There's only true of the heart of a oaf that you could eat it, even though you didn't remove the blood. Why? Hol ve'ein bo kazai, since there's not a kazai of dam. About lei behema, the heart of an animal, the yesh bo kazai, where there is a kazai, aser v'chayav malav karis. There is a kazai of blood, and therefore there's an iser of eating the blood, and one's chayav karis. So Meisiv asks the Gemara, Dama tchul, dama lev, dama klayos, dama varm, hare elu belosase. Blood of these parts of the bodies are aser. There's no karis, but there's an iser. Dama mihal cheshtayim, dama shkatzim ramasim aser, and ein chayav malav, there is no iser. So we see either way, listen to the brises, dam halev, there's a losase involved. So how can we say above that there is no losase if one eats the heart? One ideally should remove the blood, but if he doesn't remove the blood, it's still fine. But here the brisa says that there is a iser of eating the dam and the lev. And the Gemara makes a distinction, kikatani ein chayavim alav, when we say there's no chiv on is eating the heart and its blood, al dam delay. On the blood that's absorbed, that comes from the heart itself, that is completely fine. Ki kamar Rav, when Rav says there's an iser, there's a chiv karis, is dasile ma'alma. If the blood came from other places and ended up in the heart, that's a chiv. But the blood that comes from the heart itself, that's not a problem at all. So then the Gemara says, dam delay, if you're telling me the blood of the heart itself is mutter, the hainu dam evarm, isn't that where the Mishnah lists, the Brisa lists as dam evarm, the blood of that particular aver? So how can the Brisa says, if really I were saying dam of halev is really dam delay, which is really dam evarm, why does the Brisa say, dam tchul, dam halev, dam klayos, dam evarm, isn't a dam lev the same thing as dam evarm? And the Gemara answers, latamech, according to your logic and your problem, milo katani, does it not also list dam klayos? And katani dam evarim, meaning dam evarim is klal, and the brisa goes on to mention the pratim of dam klayos and dam lev and dam tchul, and ella tani v'hadar tani v'hadar tani hachanami tani v'hadar tani. Even though it spoke about the klal of dam evarim, the brisa went ahead to give the specific examples of dam lev and dam tchul and dam klayos, and there is no contradiction here. But either way, what comes out from all of this though is the blood from the heart itself is mutter, the blood that comes from elsewhere but ends up in the heart, that is where we say it's aser. So Gemara says, Me'alma, Mehecha Asile. Where did it come from? It came from Me'alma, that we're speaking of the blood came from elsewhere. It ended up in the blood, and that blood is Asir. What Me'alma are we talking about? To which the Gemara answers, Amar Rebbe Zera, Bishash and Neshama Yotza, Mishraf Sharif. When an animal dies, when an animal is shechted, so the blood ends up going to the heart. That blood that just came from the Makom HaShechita, that's the blood Me'alma that we're talking about, is going to be, in fact, Asir to you. Gemara now says the quotes from the Mishnah yesterday's daf, Dam she neshama yotze bo chayav malav. If it's blood with which the neshama of the animal left, then it's chayav karis. So how do you define, how do you know which blood is where the neshama yotze bo? So there are three different stages apparently when an animal dies, when you shecht an animal. The first blood that comes out is dam shachar, it's black blood. Then it changed over to red blood, and then that red blood comes to pour out, like shoot out, like across the room. That's the third stage. And then afterwards it begins to die down and just pour out. So again, there are really four stages. There's a black blood, and it turns to red blood, and then the red blood, the third stage, begins to squirt out, and then the red blood begins to slow down. So at which point is the dam neshama yotze bo? So Gemara quotes Machlokes, Itmar. Ezu dama kaza she neshama tluya bo. So which is the blood that the neshama is connected to? Rabbi Yochanan Amar calls man she mekalech. And that stage where the third stage where the blood is busy shooting out across the room, that's the stage where the neshama is leaving. But anything before that or after that will not be chayv karis. Reish Lakish is a more expansive Amar miftipa mashcheres veilach. From the point where it changed from black to red, that red point it goes on. So even when it's red and not squirting out, it just turns red. That's the usher, that's chayv. And then when it begins to squirt out, it's also usher. And then even the end, when it begins to slow down, that's also usher. As long as it's red, according to Reish Lakish, it's all going to be usher, because that's where the neshama is tluya bo. So the Gemara says, Meisiv asks the question, Eitz Adama Kaz, the Brisa says, Shein Neshama Yotzeba, what's the definition of the dam, that the blood that the Neshama leaves with? Kol Zman Shem Mekalech, when the blood is busy shooting out, like Rabbi Yochanan says. And Yotze to exclude Dama Tamsis, which is the blood that comes at the end, after the animal's already dead, after the blood just slows down. Mipnei Shu shows it, because it just comes out, it doesn't shoot out. So my lava feel rishon, this does not mean not only that, even that the before, even before the blood starts squirting out, that initial stage number one, stage number two, where it turns red, that's also not usher according to this braisa. The achron shows it though, the beginning where it's just coming out straight, and the end where it's just dripping down. But kedama tam says dami. And we see only the stage where it's mamish kiluch, where it's shooting across the room, only that stage is usher. That's like Rabbi Yochanan, and it's a tiyuf to the Reish Lakish. And where it says, lo, not true at all. Really, the mutei adam hamashchir, really excluding the black blood in the beginning, the first stage. Av adam rishon, when the blood turns red, v'chein achron, when the blood's red at the end, avagavdu shows that even though it's not squirting out, it's just kind of pouring out, that's hainu dam hanefesh, that's all how Reish Lakish learned to braisa. The Gemara asks further, meisivei eiz adam rishon, what's considered the first blood with which the blood the neshama leaves out with? Kol zman shemekalech, wherever the blood's shooting out. That's the definition of Rabbi Yochanan. Yotzer Rishon, to exclude the Rishon, the beginning stages, the Achron, the end stages, Mipnei Shu shows this, because there, it's just coming out, it's falling out, it's not shooting out. And that's a clear Tiyufta, the Reish Lakish. And the Gemara says, in the end of the day, it's really Machlokas Tanayim. Amr Lach, Reish Lakish responds back, Tanahi. The Sanya, one bright, says, Ezi Dama Nefesh, Kol Zman Shemekalech, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Wherever it shoots out, that's like Rabbi Yochanan Shita. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mivtipa Hamashcheres Ve'elach, that's Reish Lakish's Shita. And Tan is Beit Rabbi Shmuel. So now, the Gemara brings just a completely different topic, but related to blood. When it comes to the din of Mashkim, we know that one of the seven Mashkim, the Shiva Mashkim, is Dam.
The black blood is actual blood, or what is
it? I have to ask the doctor. I don't know. I imagine it's actual blood.
But you went to Beit HaShkita, but you only went to see
Ofos. Yeah, I didn't see the color changes or anything like that.
I wonder if it's real blood or
is it real blood? Yeah. Tanabe Rabbi Shmuel says, with regards to the Shiva Mashkim, he says, Dam Chalalam Yisha. The Pasuk says, the blood of the corpse, one drinks, and obviously one shouldn't drink that, but there's a din of Mashke. Dam Chalalam, blood of Chalalam, have a din of Mashke, so it's one of the Shiva Mashkim. So Prat Ladam Kiluach, to exclude the blood that kiluach, where the neshama leaves from, that got shot out, like Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, She'ena Machshis Azram, that's not going to be Zram, meaning only the blood that comes after the person is already dead, or the animal is already dead, only is that Dam. But the Dam that the animal person dies through, that is not considered Mashkim with regards to Shiva Mashkim. So Gemara asks a question. By Minei, Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Zera. Hik is dam lebehema. Let's say a person draws blood from an animal. The kibol dama b'sheikosis and catches in two different cups. So mahu, what's the din al rishon? The guy ends up drinking both cups. So mahu, al harishon divya kochayev. Everyone agrees the first cup that person drinks, that's where the animal died from, the kiluach, that everyone agrees he's chayev eating there, drinking that blood. But achron, the second cup, where he caught the blood that came after the animal's already been dead, mi chayev alo, or is it one chayev for eating that, drinking that blood or not? Amrlei, the answer is, as we know, b'plukta der b'yochon v'esh lakish. It's dependent on their machlokas. Ditmar, hik is dam lebehema, v'hik kipil dam b'shnei kosos. V'esh lakish amr chayev shekol chatos, because he thinks even the blood after the fact is still an iser karis, an iser dam. B'yochon amr le'enu chayev elachas, because only the blood that was used to shoot out the neshama is aser, but the blood that comes thereafter is not the iser dam, and therefore you only chayev one chatos, not two chatos.
Just killed her by puncturing her?
Yeah, exactly. Just punctured, drew blood and killed her.
It's not bloodless.
No, it's killing the animal. So then the Gemara says, "Biyochanan mechay bedama tamshes." He says that even the blood tamshes, which is the blood that comes after the animal died, even that blood once chayv if one drinks it. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Moed Rabbi Yehuda linen kapara. Although he says dama tamshes is considered an iser v'achilas dam, when it comes to kapara, he'll agree that dama tamshes does not work for kapara. You have to have mamish the blood that shenefesh yotzeis bo. Shenemar, how does he know this? Ki adam hu banefesh yichaper, meaning dam shenefesh yotzeis bo mechay. But if it's blood that ain't hanefesh yotzei bo, ain't mechaper. If it's blood that did not cause or bring it the neshama with it, that's not mechaper. So that even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, it's not considered dam with respect to kapara. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, af ananami tanina. We also learn in the Braisa, the Tani, the Braisa tells us with regards to eating blood, dam, matam alomer, kol dam. What do we learn from the word kol dam? The Fishin Emar, since it says with respect to karbanos, ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. So then, that only blood that nefesh leaves, ainli ella bedam kachim. I only know the blood of kachim, shenefesh yotzeis bo, shu mechaper. That one would get that one is mechaper with that blood. But dam chulim v'dam tamsis, where a person is not does not serve as a kapara for kachim. How do I know if one were to eat such blood, even though it doesn't help kapara, but if I were to eat the blood, one would be chai for eating dam chulin and dam atamsis as well. Tamalomar, kol dam. All types of blood is subject to the iser of achilas dam, even though it doesn't necessarily work for kapara. And a stam sifra, stam medrash of a sifra of a sefer vayikra, it's going to be money who authored it. It's Rabbi Yehuda. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that dam tamsis, although it doesn't work for kapara, it is subject to the iser of achilas dam. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now here in the bottom of Chav Bezam and Aleph, Rabbi Kiva Mechayev al Safik Meila. We know in general when a person has a Safik, whether he violated a Chayt or not, the din is he has to bring an Ashim Talar. But what about if that Chayt is a Safik B'Meila? A Meila, if a person violates a Meila, he has to bring an Ashim Vadar. So it's not a Chatas. Again, if I ate Chaylev, I bring a Chatas. If I'm a Safik Chaylev, I bring an Ashim Talar. But when I do a Meila Vadai, it's not a Chatas, I bring an Ashim Vadai. So do we say that the suffix of Ashim Vadai, one should bring an Ashim Talui on a case of an Ashim Vadai? So Rabbi Kiva says, yeah. You mechayev al suffix Meila Ashim Talui. And Chacham and Potim, Chacham say no. For even though in general by suffix Chet, you bring Ashim Talui, by suffix Meila there is no Ashim Talui. Umodi Rabbi Kiva agrees, Einam Evi Es Meila, so you don't bring the payment. Because when you steal Meila, you have to pay a financial payment, what you benefited, and also have to bring a carbon. So Rabbi Kiva says in the case of a Safek, you don't have to pay the amount because it's only a Safek, Achi Es Vadilo, until you know for sure you violated it. Sheyavi Imo Ashim Vadai, then when you bring an Ashim Vadai, when you find out you did violate the Es Meila, you bring the money and you bring another Ashim Vadai. But if it's only a case of a Safek, so then you bring an Ashim Taloi, but you don't have to pay the money. So then Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon says, Malazeh Shemevi Shte Ashamos. So this guy's going to bring two Ashamos. He brings one, that's an Ashim Vadai when he's Safek, rather Ashim Toloi when it's Safek. And then when he finds out he did the answer, he has to bring another Ashim Vadai. That's strange. Ella, Rabbi Tarfon suggests do the following. Ella Mevi Me'ila V'chumsha. You should bring the Me'ila, bring the money you stole. Bring the money to the base of Mikdash, and bring the Chomesh, the fifth you owe as well, the penalty. V'yavi Ashim, bring an Ashim b'shnei Shlam, with the price of shnei Shlam. And then, V'yomer, make the following tonight. Im vada me'alti, if I definitely did me'ila, so zu me'ila, so this is an asha, zu asha me, this is my asham vada, I'm yotze, I paid the money, I paid my carbon asham vada. Vim saving me'alti, if I was only in doubt if I did a me'ila, then ha'maos nedava, the payment is just a dedication to the base of Mikdash, because I don't owe any money, and here's an asham taloi. So you can make it tonight, because it's the same animal, asham vada, asham taloi, you can make such a tonight. Shemimin, shemimin, shehu mevi ala hoda, mevi ala lohoda, because the same exact type of animal that's brought from asham vada, on that which is hoda, is the same type of animal you bring on an eino hoda, on an ashram taloi, and therefore the tanai works out. After hearing this, Amar Rabbi Kiva says, Niran Devar Bimeila Muata. I think Rabbi Tavra makes sense when it comes to a small payment. When the guy benefited only a little bit from Ha'amila, so then he could pay a little bit of money, a couple of dollars. But let's say, Haresha Yavala De Safik Mila Bimea Mana. Let's say he owes like $10,000. That he possibly owes $10,000. You're going to make the guy pay $10,000. In the Safik, he may have benefited from Meila. Lo Yafa Lo Shiyavi Yashim Meshe Slam. Doesn't make sense to go ahead with this. For Lo Yavi Safik Meila Bimea Mana. And therefore, mode Rabbi Akiva leritar from b'meila muata. Only in the case where the payment is small, she'd make such a tanai. But when the payment of a suffix meila is expensive, then you don't make such a tanai. All you have to do is bring the ashram talui, no extra money, no tanai. So the Gemara now says on the top of Amr Beis here, Tanur Rabbanu. It's trying to explain the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, whether or not a Safik Me'ila is Mechayiv Ashim Taloi. Again, Rabbi Kiva thinks Safik Me'ila is Chayiv Ashim Taloi, Rabbanan say not. And the Gemara is going to go through the different drashas. So Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa says, with respect to an Ashim Taloi, the Pasuk says, V'im nefesh, ki sech tevasas ha'achas mikol mitzvah Hashem, alo se'aseni v'lo yoda. He doesn't know. V'ashem v'nasa avona, the Pasuk says. He brings in Ashim Taloi if he doesn't know. So V'im nefesh, what is V'im nefesh teaching me? The Chayiv al Safik Me'ilos, Ashim Taloi, that even an Ashim Milos, even Safik Milos is also subject to an Ashim Taloi, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, and Chachamim Potim, they think not. So, Lema B'hakim Mifri, what's Machlokis? Let's suggest that Rabbi Akiva Savar, Lemeidim Elyon Mitachtim, because the very previous discussion, the Psukim here, was talking about Ashim Milos, and then it talks about Ashim Taloi. So, Rabbi Akiva learns Ashim Milos, Ashim Taloi, that even Ashim Milos is subject to an Ashim Taloi. That's the understanding of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbanan Savri, Ein Lemeidim Elyon Mitachtim. We don't learn from one statement to another statement, from the top to the bottom, the top to the bottom. We don't learn, and therefore, just because they're next to each other doesn't mean that they're going to apply to each other. And therefore, an Ashim Me'ilos is not subject to an Ashim Taloi, according to Rabbanan. That's the initial understanding of the Machlokes, whether you learn Elyon Mitachtim. And the Gemara says, Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, no. The Chuli Alma Lemeidin Elyon Mitachton. Everyone learns the top from the bottom. Everyone will agree you can certainly learn the Pesukim that are juxtaposed to each other. Dimkain, because if you were not to say that, Tzafon Beben Bakar Lo Meshkach Hazal, you'll never find that you have to bring a Ben Bakar in the northern part of the Mizbeach, because that's only learned out from an Elyon Mitachton type of a Joshua. And doesn't everyone hold that the Ben Bakar must be Shechtin, the Tzafon in the Mizbeach? And therefore everyone holds of such a Joshua of Lemeidin Elyon Mitachton. So what's the machlok is then by Ashim Taloi and Ashim Me'ila? Ela hacha hainu taima de Rabbanim, the pater. The reason why Rabbanim say pater in this case, even though it's Elyon Mitachtom, the Gamri mitzvos mechatos, they have a gezer shava. It says mitzvos by chatos, it says mitzvos by Ashim Taloi. To mala halon, just like by a chatos, davar shachayav melav zedona kares. When do you bring a chatas? Only when, if done b'mezid, the aveira of chaylev is karis. So the shogeg case is a chatas. You have to have that connection. So af kol, so to any other case, shechayav malav zedona karis, for the mezid to get karis, then al safek shkagasa your chatas. And maybe, and then that case in the shogeg, you bring chatas, and then maybe al sveka ashim talib. So ashim talib is only when the zadon is karis, the shogeg is a chatas, and then the safek would be ashim talib. However, la fuke me'ila, the ein chayav mal zedona karis. There is no karis for violating me'ila even b'mezid. The sanya hezid b'me'ila. What do you get for violating me'ila on purpose? Rabbi Omer b'misa, you get misas b'dei shemaim, which is different than karis. And chachamim omer b'azar. There's only a law. There's not even a misa according to them, and therefore it doesn't fit into the calculation of ashim taloi. Is not like a chatas, because again ashim taloi is only where the mezid is karis, and since there's no mezid on, there's no karis on the mezid b'me'ila. Therefore, there's no me'ila. There's no Ashim Taloi either. That's the understanding of Rabbi Kiva, Rabban rather, because mitzvahs, mitzvahs, chatas from Ashim Taloi. Then the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva, Sabri, he says, no. Ki alfino mitzvahs, mitzvahs, mechatas, chelev. When we learn mitzvahs, mitzvahs, mitzvahs of Ashim Taloi from mitzvahs of a chatas, that's l'hachayud yalfino. The Gzer Sheva works as follows. Mala halan mekvua, afka mekvua. It's not so precise. Meaning just like a chatas is a kavua, it's a set carbon, it's not an olive yorid. So too, Hashem Tala comes whenever there's a chatas kavua. Lafuke olive yorid delo. When it's a moving scale type of carbon, there is no Hashem Tala. But Mi'ila, which does have a set carbon of a carbon Asham, Fradai for a Mi'ila, that's a Kavua, so to the Safek would be a case of Asham Talu. So Rabbi Kiva doesn't make a full Gzer Shava. He doesn't take into account Mezid Bakaris, doesn't take into account Shogi Vechatas. As long as there's some loose connection, that's enough to apply the din of a Gzer Shava. And the Gemara says, Rabbanan Savre Ein Gzer Shava Lemechsa. You can't just make a partial equation. If we're equating to, we're learning from a chatas, it has to be everything. It has to be mezid kares, shogeg, chatas, and then safek asham toler. Mila doesn't fit into all three different levels. So Rabban say it has to be all or nothing. And Michlal, does that imply that Rabbi Kiva savar yesh gzer shav lemechsa? That Rabbi Kiva says you can make it just a partial connection through gzer shava? That as long as it's a carbon kavua, that's what generates an asham toler? So to Me'ilot has a carbon kavua? What happened to the kares? What happened to the chatas? The Gemara says, of course, Rabbi Kiva can't say that. Everyone holds El Chuli Ama Ein Gzeir Shava Lemechsa. If you're going to draw Gzeir Shava, all components must be parallel. So that's not really the source. It's not based on mitzvahs mitzvahs. So back to square one. El Hainu Taima the Rabbi Kiva. The reason why Rabbi Kiva says Yechayv Ashem Taloi on Meila is because Damar Krah says the pasuk that we started off with Vim Nefesh, and the Vav is most Val Inin Rishon. It's the Vav that's there, and then Im Nefesh Techtal Ashem Taloi is adding on to an Ashem Meilos of the previous discussion. So that's the connection of the Ashem Taloi to Meilos. It's most Val Inin Rishon, then the Yilmod Al Elyon Mi Tachtam. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Rabbanan Savre, Tachton Hu Degamer Me'elyon, you granted you could learn the bottom from the top, namely, you could learn Ashem Taloi from Me'ilos, Le Ashem Bechesef Shkalim. You can make this drasha here with respect to how much money one should pay for the Ashem. But you don't make the whole way it go, you don't make the Hekesh across the board. You only learn one din, the din of the price of the Ashram, but you don't learn the din that the Ashram Taloi is relevant to the Ashram Me'ilos. And Rabbi Kiva says back, Rabbi Kiva Sever, ain't Hekesh Lemechsa. You can't divide a Hekesh up. If there's a Hekesh, you learn every Halacha. If there's no Hekesh, you can't learn any Halacha. And since they're connecting Ashram Taloi to Ashram Me'ilos, it must be that we're learning across the board that the we're learning that just like you learn how much the value of the Ashem Taloi is an Ashem of Shtei Shikli Kasef, so too you learn that you can bring an Ashem Taloi for Safik Milos. So now does that imply that Rabbi Kiva says, Ein Hekesh Lemechsa, Mechlal the Rabbanan Savri Yesh Hekesh Lemechsa? You could use a Hekesh only partially. Valkaimlan, doesn't everyone hold the Ein Hekesh Lemechsa? So what is the Machlokas here? So the Gemara says, Dechuyam, everyone agrees, Ein Hekesh Lemechsa. If there's a Hekesh, you take it across the board. So really, if there's a Hekesh, you should really say that Ashem Taloi does apply to Ashem Milos. The reason why Rabbanan say there is no Ashem Taloi here is because the Gamri mitzvahs we learn from Achatas, which is Afke Mehekesh. So how do you add the Hekesh alone, connecting Ashem Taloi to Milos? In a Chanami, you'd say that you should bring Ashem Taloi on Tavik Milos. But since we also have a Gezerah Shava from the Chatas, from mitzvahs, that tells us that don't learn the Hekesh across the board, only with respect to the value of the Ashram you learn, the two of them together, but you don't learn with respect to what requires, what are the qualifications of requiring a Ashram Taloi, and that's how he balances between a Gzer Shava and a Hekesh. Rabbi Kiva, who holds that the Hekesh exists between Ashram Taloi and Ashram Me'ilos, so now the question for him is, since he learns the connection of the two parshios to tell me that you bring an Ashram Taloi on Safek Me'ilos, so how does he know the price of an Ashram? That drush is not available to teach me how much cost it should be for Ashram. So he says, Ashram, Bekesef Shkalom Nafkaleh, he learns it out, May Zos Taras Ashram. Taras Ashram means that we view all Ashramos as the same, as one unit. Tarachas Lechol Ashramos, Le'Ashram de Bekesef Shkalim. So just like we have by Ashram Vada in general, it's Kesef Shkalim, so too we're able to expand it through the Pasuk of Taras Ashram, and even Ashram Taloi also requires a value of Shtei Shkalim. Rabbanan, What did Rabbanan say back? Now, according to Rabbanan, they have two different sources how we know an Asham is Shtei Shkalim. One is from the Pasuk of Zos Taras Asham, and they also said before of the Elyon Mitachton. So why do they need two drashas to teach me the same halacha that a Asham costs Shtei Shkalim? So Rabbanan, the Gemara explains, Rabbanan Afag Avdichsiv Zos Taras Asham, even though it says Zos Taras Asham, which connects Asham Vada and Asham Taloy, it's Rech Lemichtav, you also have to teach me V'im Nefesh. Why? That the Vav is most of Alin Rishon, V'ilma Tachtom Elyon, because he had the Pasuk of Zos Taras Asham only, Havamina, I would have thought that ki amina taras achas lechol hashamos, it's only hani mili bishar hashamos vaday. And only by hashamos vadays are they equal in terms of the price. Aval hasham tali, which is a completely different type of carbon, kevan dal savik, chelev kalsi, comes because of a savik. Aim, I would have thought, lo ye sveiko chamer mi vado, it shouldn't be more, the savik shouldn't be more machmir than the vaday. And ma vaday is like a vaday chatas. But the Vade Chatas is Bastanka, which is very cheap. So Av Sveiko Asham Bardanka. So to an Asham Taloi should be no more severe than a Chatas. So Ha'achi Kasa Rachmana. Therefore it says Ve'im Nefesh Vav Mosval Inin Rishon, that we don't compare an Asham Taloi to the counterpart of a Chatas. Rather we connect it to the concept of Asham in general, Asham Vaday, and we make the Asham Vaday actually, rather the Asham Taloi is more expensive than the Chatas of a Vaday. So the Gemara says, Hanicha, this all makes sense. Leman de Darish, the one who actually darshans the words, Zos Taras Asham. Ela Leman de Lo Darish Zos Taras Asham. Apparently, there's someone who doesn't learn this drash of Zos Taras Asham. Ma'ik Lememer, how they able to understand Shitas Rabbi Kiva that the value of an Asham Tali should be Keter Shkalam? So Zos Taras Asham, if you hold it, the Joshua works. But if you don't hold it, the Joshua, what's the source that Asham Tali is Shtei Shkalam? So Gemara says, Yalaf Be'erkecha, Be'erkecha Me'asham Me'ila. There's a Gzer Shava. There's a Gzeir Shavit says, by Asham Taloi, it says the word Be'erkecha, and it says by Asham Me'ila Be'erkecha, to tell me that just like Asham Me'ila is Shtei Shkalim, so too Asham Taloi is also Shtei Shkalim. So then the Gemara says, what about Asham Shivcha Charufa? There's also Asham one brings when dealing with a Shivcha Charufa, Lo Kasa Be'erkecha, doesn't say Be'erkecha. So how do you know the Asham Shivcha Charufa is also Shtei Shkalim? And the Gemara says, Yalfinan Bail Ail. It says Ail by Shivcha Charufa, it says Ail by Asham Me'ilos, and therefore that teaches us through that Gzer Shava that the Asham Shivcha Charufa is also Shtei Shkalim. And then the Gemara says, quotes from the Mishnah, Modi Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva agreed to Rabbi Tarfon that you don't bring two me'ilos, rather you bring one and you make a tanai. And part of that tanai was, if ma mevade me'ila, so that let's be my me'ila, my asham, and if it's a savig malti, so then the money's in a dava. So my kamar, what's he saying here? So Amar Rava, Rava just kind of fine-tunes what his statement is, tani im besveiko omid le'olam, if I'm going to be savig forever, I'll never find out if I violate a me'ila, I'm going to stay savig till I die. Yehi asham talu, let this be my asham talu. And then finally, we'll stop here. The Gemara says, it says, Shemimin ha-shehevi al-hoda, mevi al-shaloholda, the type of animal that's brought for that which is known, a nevadei asham, the same exact asham that's brought on a safik, an asham talit. So, in the end of the day, kimis yadile, baila suya asham vadei. We know if a person, let's say, he's not sure if he did a chait, so he brings an asham talit. And let's say he finds out afterwards that he violated the chait, so then he has to go ahead and bring a chait. You have to have a yediya before bringing a carbon chatas. So what good is this tanai? The guy doesn't know if he did a safek me'ila, iser me'ila. Says, if it's a safek, so then let this be, if it's nothing, it's a nedava. And if I did the iser me'ila, so let this be a ashem vadai. But how does that work? Once he finds out he actually did vadai me'ila, doesn't he have to now bring a ashem vadai with the yediya he did in aveira? And the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, we learn from here, Medivre Shneim Nilmad, Ashem Vadai Lo Bay Yediyah L'Chachila. Even though by a Chatas you have to know you did something wrong, by an Ashem Vadai you don't have to know you did something wrong, and you can make it such a Tanai now, just in case I did an Aveira, let this Ashem work, and it will work. And even though he might find out later on, they Vadai sinned, the din is he doesn't have to make up the Ashem, because Ashem is different than a Chatas. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem will pick up tomorrow.